Samach Tes Amid Beis Bishul Biyamtif Bein Hashmashas. That is where we are up to. Shailikin, is a person allowed to cook? Is a person allowed to cook on Yom Tif Bein Hashmash? What is the issue? Hachona. Now let's see, he explains. Hagoin Rabbi Akiva Eger. Hevi Kushyas Kushya. Okay, he wants to tie together what it says in the daf to a classic question: is a woman allowed to cook bein hashmoshes? Now, what do we mean? No, even from the end of Yom Tov, from Yom Tov l'chol, from Yom Tov, even any day. Okay, we'll see. I don't even remember. Let's see. So here's the question: Hevi shkusha shabnadra yisha ben hashmoshes lo yehelo koich lebal lachafem emnei sheshema beis shabnadra adain yom yachakach miyach nasa laila ve'ena yom shama. Okay, so this is as follows. What it means is, if I read it too quickly, so then we'll just try to explain it outside. What it means is that a woman, we know that halach is, if a woman makes a neder, her husband has the right to be matter the neder until the next day, until the day is over. So what happens if a woman makes a neder bein hashmashas at the end of the day? So l'chorah, there's no way the husband can be matter the neder.
And he heard it right away.
He heard immediately, because maybe since every single moment of Bein Hashmash is a Safek Yom Safek Laila, so maybe when the woman made the neder, it was the last moment of the previous day. And now when the husband wants to be matir, it's ready the next day, so it's too late for the husband to be matir. This is the question. So what is the halacha? So the rule is, a husband cannot be matir neder. That is the rule because of this problem. Ach, so for that same matter, ach, agonim kivegu kosav, shazehu tos. This, that people say that a husband cannot not be matir neder when his wife makes neder during the period of time, bein hashmoshos, is a mistake. Shemimonavshach, kevon shlohoi yochel lohofer achar kach, v'nechshav yom shomo me'osa shah, shohoi yochel lohofer, alkein vada yochel hu lohofer. This means, that's simply very, try to read quickly because we want to go through more things. Basically means is that manavshach,
either it's
the same day the woman makes the neder at the end of during bein hashmashos, and then the husband is matir, so either the whole period of time is bein hashmashos, so the husband has been matir in the previous day when he heard it. And if you're going to tell me that the time when the husband is being matir is ready the next day, he can also be matir, because it does, the lomdus is not that the husband has to be matir the same day the wife makes the neder. The husband has to be matir the same day that he's able to be matir. So if the woman makes the neder yesterday and the husband first finds out today, the husband has a whole day to be matir. There's no such halacha that the husband has to be matir the neder the same day the wife makes the neder. The halacha is the husband has to be matir the neder on the day that he finds out about the neder. So
he heard it.
So even if you're going to say that
let's say he heard it, and when she said it, that was the last minute.
Oh. So it was the last minute of the previous day, but since
he heard it yesterday,
that's the chiddush of Rabbi Akiva Eger. So even though he heard it yesterday, that's not the determining factor for the rules of him being matir the neder. The time limit of him being matir the neder depends on when he is able to be matir the neder.
Rabbi Akiva Eger also implying that the bein hashmoshes itself doesn't change between Yom Laila.
No, it does.
Or what? It's either all Yom.
It's either one or the other. Let's work with that principle.
It has to be a chance for Hecherish Lo'avia, so it has to be capable of being Hecherish. You didn't have a chance.
Let's work with that assumption.
It's a chance to respond.
Change from one
minute to
the
other.
It doesn't matter. He's trying to say the worst scenario. The worst scenario possible is when the woman made the neder, it was the last moment of the previous day, and now the husband, it's the first moment of the next day. So one could argue that since I heard the neder yesterday, and today is a new day, are you not allowed to be matir neder on the day after you hear the neder? Rabbi Kivik is, that's not the correct lumdus. The lumdus is that you have to be matir the neder on the same day when you're able to be matir the neder. I did not, since I heard about my wife's neder the very last moment of the previous day, I did not have the ability to be matir neder until the first moment of today. So that's when my clock starts. My clock starts with the first moment of today, and I have the entire day to do so. So there is no problem. Avol, now, cost Masav Ladon Be'Oifen Shnodus. So Rabbi Akiva Eger says, even though that might be true when it comes to the lamdas of the Nedarim, let's try to apply this to the lamdas, the rules of cooking for at the very end of Yom Tov. Yom Tov is about to be over, and a woman wants to cook. Avul Kasa Ladon Be'Oifen Shnodus Ben Hashmoshlois. A woman makes Nedar Ben Hashmoshlois. The Achar Shit. The husband hears the neder. He could have been mayfair the next second, and he waits 2 seconds. So now the husband is in a lot of trouble, because if he wanted to, he could have been mayfair neder a few seconds ago, and now he delayed. Maybe when the wife, when he heard the neder, it was yesterday, and the few moments of silence were also yesterday, and that was the time when he couldn't have been made for the neder. The gam shir kedei dibor hoya yom v'achakach kishabo lahofer hulayla. Now it's already night time. The ini yochel lahofer achashohaya shuhus lahofer. So in that situation, enochinami, the husband is in a lot of trouble. If his wife made a neder bein hashmashos and he did not immediately undo the neder, he delayed a few moments, we have to take into consideration the possibility that those few moments that he delayed was the very end of yesterday, and the clock is over, and now when he's trying to be not in neder, it's the beginning of the new day, it's too late. The clock already ran out. He only had a few moments to be not there, and he would not do so. Ulam yesh ladim diyochel lahofer mitam seik seika. But there's another solution. Seik seika. What's a seik seika? Shema dayin yomhu. Maybe it's still day. The im tim salayim alayla. Shema gam b'shas nidra hoyalayla. It's a sveik seika, since Bein HaShemoshois is Safek Yom Safek Laila, even on the tzad that she made the neder yesterday, so maybe it's still yesterday. And if you're going to tell me that when she made the neder, that right now it's nighttime, so maybe when she made the neder it's nighttime. V'af la'asayvim she'sveik seika b'derayis b'davar she'yesh le'matim holchem l'chomra, u'nedarm ha've davar she'yesh le'matim ha'idei she'l l'chochem, mikol mokom b'afar espal shu bal korcha ein zen nikra davar she'yesh le'matim, she'ein b'yado she'hi tishal al nidra. So you'll ask me a question, but when it comes to a davar she'yesh le'matir, and then we don't follow the rules of Seik Seik. He's telling us a prone rule. This is not a Dover Sheyesh Loi Matim. He's introducing a very important principle, because being Mater Neder is only when you want to be Mater the Neder. Does the woman want to be Mater the Neder? So let's assume in this case she does not. She wants the Neder to stand. The only one that can be Mater the Neder against her will is her husband. So that is something which has, there's no other solution. If she has a reason to be Mater the Neder, then we have another solution. She can go to a chacham, but she doesn't want to be matter the neder. The only one that wants to undo the neder is the husband, against her will. That is indeed a davar she'ein lo matirim, and according to Rabbi Kiva Egli, so I'm making the suggestion that this is in the category of a sveik sveika. A woman makes neder during the time of Bein HaShemoshos, there is a delay of a couple of seconds, and then the husband wants to be matter the neder. We have taken into consideration the possibility that she made the neder and he delayed during the end of yesterday, and now when he's trying to be matir neder, it's a new day, it's too late. So the solution is, who says it's too late? Maybe it's still day. And if you want to tell me that now and indeed it's already night, so maybe when she made the neder it was already night, or maybe she made the neder the very last moment of the day, which means that he did not even have an opportunity to matir neder until the next day. So since you can say it both ways, it can be called a sveik sveika, and therefore there's still a solution. Now we go to the next piece, you have to go to the right side of the page. Now that he has introduced us this concept that Bein HaShemoshos is always in the category of Sveik Sveika, let's say it's now during the Bein HaShemoshos period of time. Let's say, for argument's sake, this gets into a very big question: when exactly is Bein HaShemoshos? It depends where you live. Do you live in Bavel? Do you live in Eretz Yisrael? Do you live in America? But let's put all of that aside. Let's say we live in a location in the world where we can define Bein HaShemoshos as being a 20 minute period of time. During these 20 minutes, it's Bein HaShemoshos. I want to warm up some water, some hot water. I want to boil an egg. You'll ask, you have to make Havdalah, so you made Havdalah. Let's say you can make Havdalah early. You make Havdalah even from Plag HaMincha. You already made Havdalah, and now you want to eat. It's Bein HaShmoshes. So are you allowed to cook during Bein HaShmoshes, this 20-minute period of time that we're going to identify as Bein HaShmoshes, are you allowed to warm up a hot kettle of water? Are you allowed to boil an egg? Are you allowed to do an eat? And you're going to eat it, not tomorrow, you're going to eat it during Bein HaShmoshes. So what is the problem? Bein HaShmoshes, every single moment of Bein HaShmoshes is Safik Yom, Safik Laila. So maybe when I warm up the hot water, it's Yom, and when I'll drink the hot water, it's going to be Laila. But Rabbi Kiva Eger just taught us that it's a Seik Sveika. So what are you going to say? It's going to be a Davar Sheyesh Loi Matirin. I want to eat now. I'm thirsty right now. For right now, it's not a Davar Sheyesh Loi Matirin. I'm thirsty. So the Osir Mizel Yesh Loadin, the Osir Lavash Loi Yomtev B'Rein HaShmoshes, which is a Yomtev. Kidei Lechol B'Rein HaShmoshes. Why? Sheshema B'Shas Bishl Yom V'Shas Achil Laila. Umidin Seik Seika Hanal Loi Mahani. What about Seik Seika? He's saying it's not going to work. Sharei Hu Davar Sheyesh Loi Matirin. He wants to say that no, so don't eat. Hold back for 20 minutes. You have to control your appetite for 20 minutes.
You can make
Havdalah from a plug. You can. You can't do it on a Ner, Mitzvah Shabbos.
On Yom Tov.
Yom Tov also. After Plag HaMincha, Shabbos also without Ner. Yeah, you can make Havdalah. You can make what? You can make early Havdalah. You can do it. The only thing that you should, reason why it's not advised to do it is because you are denying yourself Tosfos Shabbos. If you make an early Havdalah, you can't do Malach until Tzeisak Rechavim. But because you've already made Havdalah early, Shabbos is over the first possible minute. See,
but right after that, you can't do anything after that you made Havdalah.
You can't do malach. You make avdala after plug a mincha. You can make avdala. What?
Could you eat?
Yeah, you can eat. That's I think the main advantage of making avdala. The main advantage of making avdala early is you can eat right away.
Right.
Because you're not allowed to eat until you make avdala. You make avdala, you can eat right away. But the disadvantage is you're denying yourself the mitzvah of Tosef Shabbos. Some people have no choice. People out there they travel. Some people they're going away to Eretz Yisrael airport. They need literally every second makes the difference. So then they're advised that you should make avdala after Plag HaMincha. You're not on there, but Al Kais Shal Yayin, you can make Havdalah, and then right away the second Shabbos is over, you already made Havdalah, you can depart. So here is what he's coming to say, that technically speaking there should be Mutar Midin Sveik Sveika, and the only reason why you're not allowed to cook in order to eat during this period of time is because it's a Davar Sheyesh Loi Matirin, and when you have a Davar Sheyesh Loi Matirin, we do not rely upon the Sveik Sveika L'chatchila to be Matar the Yisr. Now however, he points out of Shulchan Aruch Mashma Shabbadavar HaYisr midaraisa machmir misveik sveika shbishesh matim vim kein nid didan have the rice will wash will be yamtif lchol veloy makil misveik sveika veim hadavar kein ye hadin shi efshal lahalik ner bebein hashmashes mitzeis hayamtof kein shesh lochosh shema beshas halakha hu yoim ve tege vav halakha nas laila ve khidish kaze lo yo lo yo apaiske manichim lashmil vetzarchin. He points out, even though in a chnami who comes al halakha that you're not going to eat, you're not going to cook during bebein hashmashes, but take note, he says that, and they say we don't really do this because we don't have electricity, but it seems that it was very common people would light candles Bein HaShmoshes. You go to Beis HaKnesses, you go at home, it's getting dark, Yom Tov is ending, so you want to light a candle. It's now during Bein HaShmoshes, the last 20 minutes of Yom Tov, Bein HaShmoshes, going into Chol, are you allowed to light a candle? So it seems that the custom was, what he's writing, of course you can light a candle. Because on Yom Tov you can light a candle, and with Tzei Shabbos you can light a candle. So Manavshach, if Bein HaShmoshes is Yom Tov, I'm lighting a candle on Yom Tov. If Bein HaShmoshes is Mitzvah Yom Tov, I'm lighting a candle Mitzvah Yom Tov. But he's saying now, no, there's a problem. The problem is, maybe when you're lighting the candle, the moment when you did the Hadlaka, the Ma'is Hadlaka, it was Yom Tov, and the moment that you're deriving benefit from the lighting is a second later, it's already Mitzvah Yom Tov. So you did Hachana from Yom Tov to Mitzvah Yom Tov. So there should be a prohibition. So what would be a solution? The solution would be, well, it's a Sveik Sveika. The reason why you're allowed to do it is because even though it may be true, the very when you did the nice hadlock, it was yomtif, and when you're deriving benefit, it's yom, it's mitzoy, but that's only a fake sfeika. Maybe mitzoy, the next moment it's still yom, and if you're going to tell me that it's vaday laila, so maybe the moment before was also vaday laila, so it should be mutter. But yet he says, but don't we have a rule that a sfeik sfeika would not matir b'davar sheyei shloi matirin? So all he's pointing out, Rabbi Kiva Eger, is at tzarichin. We go through all the steps. We start off very nice, a lot of lumdis. We go to start off nedar. Hilchos nedar is a husband allowed to be matir his wife's neder? She makes neder ben hashmashos? Absolutely yes. Oh, how can it be matir neder? But maybe, let's say there was a delay. If there was no delay, certainly it's mutter. But let's say there was a delay of a few seconds. Mutter. Why is the mutter? Sveik sveika. Oh, but it's a suffix deraisa. Davar sheyesh loy, davar she'ein loy matirin, we matir sveik sveika. A neder, husband, matir neder of a wife is a davar she'ein loy matirin because he can do it against, because he can do it against her will. The question though is, so and now we take from that, what about cooking? Cooking is a davar sheyesh loy matirin. You can wait 20 minutes, so it's asr. But would come out then, but what about lighting a candle? It would be exactly the same thing. So it should be asr. Yet he points out that it seems that everyone is makel. Now let's go for the ayin b'shut rivay safayim. Shehuva divrei Talmud Chacham Echad. He brings the word of a Talmud Chacham. Tipshita le le'esr. He holds that it is forbidden to light a candle during the Bein Hashmashos period. And when Yom Tov is over, v'hevi b'zeh kama uvdois mirabonim gedolim of gedolei Yisrael that refused to light a candle when Yom Tov was ending. V'chein don imo b'zeh b'shut dvar Moshe. V'hiskim l'dvar v'sheyesh l'hachmer b'melochos d'araisa milvad b'achzoras machzorim v'sheakati tzarechin. What about turning home a machzor? Shul is over, it's now Mitzvah Yom Tov, it's Bein Hashmashos. Are you allowed to carry a machzor? So he says that's not a deraisa. I guess he's assumed that in Europe there was no such thing as a Rishus Harabim deraisa. So it's not going to be an issue deraisa. So then it's a Sveik Seika. Bein Hashmashos, is it Safek Yom, Safek Laila? The amount of time it takes you to take home the Siddur is only during the Bein Hashmashos, and it's only an Issa Derabanan because there's no Rishus Harabim deraisa. So that was Mutter. But when it comes to dealing with an Issa deraisa, he says in Chanani, he brings down stories where the Gedolei Yisrael would not light a candle during the Bein Hashmashos period when Yom Tov was ending, because maybe the moment they did the Malach it was Yom, and the moment, the very next moment when they want to derive benefit is Laila, and comes out you're being making from Yom to Laila, and that is Aser. And even though you would tell me that it's a Sveik Sveika is not an excuse when you can wait another 20 minutes, Medavar Sheyei Shloi Mati. But during, let's say you want to take home your machzor. I think what he means to say, you're taking home your machzor. Right now it's Bein Hashmashos.
You don't need it.
What?
You don't need it anymore.
But right, on Yom Tov I can take it home.
But, well,
okay, I don't know. Okay, let's leave it out. I don't know what the reason is. Okay, let's see.
That's the Shaila.
About
the Erev, there was no Shaila.
Right.
Okay, I don't know.
It's Yom Tov, you can carry.
Yom Tov, you can carry. I don't know. Okay, there are other issues. I don't know. Let's leave it out. Take no machzor is...
Yeah.
Okay, it's a whole different child. Let's see. Okay, let's now go to the next paragraph.
He said that Zeres was only mistaken in the room, but you can't take it
out. Hachana.
It's
Hachana. Hachana. Okay, it's Hachana. Okay, in the Chanami. Okay, okay. All right, let's leave that out. Okay, let's go to the next paragraph. Okay, jump down to the next paragraph. The next paragraph is Omnam. Harbe poiskim soivim sheyesh lahate. Let's finish up. Harbe poiskim soivim sheyesh lahate k'sheyesh sveik sveik b'davet sheyesh lo matirim af b'deraisa. Okay, he concludes. Again, the main issue, the main shail is lighting a candle Bein Hashmashos. Everyone ever have this nesoyin at home to light a candle Bein Hashmashos? We don't really know what Bein Hashmashos is today. We live in America. Are you Williamsburg? Bein Hashmashos is such a vague, it's really more theoretical. What?
In Williams, it's an hour later.
The Groz Ben Hashmashos, in America, Rav Moshe's Ben Hashmashos, Kedin Eretz Yisrael, when is Ben Hashmashos? They don't follow the Gra, and only in Chutzlars they follow the Gra. Okay, today Ben Hashmashos is a very confusing issue, so we don't really find this to be a big Nisayan.
No, I'm half now.
So whatever it is, Am Harbe Poiskim Sovim Sheyesh Lahat, he concludes that many Poiskim say that it's mutter to light a candle during Ben Hashmashos at the end of Yom Tov. Even if it's a davar sheyesh matirim af b'daraisa. Why? Ayn b'steichemed uve pa'as hasodeh uve, I don't know what that uve sheyesh ayimim shedavka b'steichseka ayde taruvis ayn matirim davar sheyesh lo matirim. Only when it comes to a mixture. Avol b'steichseka shebegufoy mahani steichseka af davar sheyesh lo matirim. There's different types of steichsekas. He's introducing a new lumbus. There's a steichseka of a taruvis. When one item gets mixed into another item, and you have a suffix, do you have, is this object osur or is it mutter? And even if it's osur, you have a suffix if it's bottle. So that sveika is more chomor. That sveika is more chomor because there you're dealing with a cheftza di isur, an object that's actually osur. Now, I don't know the exact on this. But in this situation, when you want to do something, in this situation, mahani steksveka afadav sheyesh lamatirim va'ayin oyin b'minchas shlomo sherech medidon zeh. Okay, he's introducing a lomdis which I'm not familiar with. Another reason why you can be matted that this is a different type of steksveka. Liach b'nyan zeh. Okay, liachar. Now, what happened over here on this page? Oh no, that's it. That concludes. That's the end. That is the end. Okay, that is the conclusion of this shtickle. Okay, let's go to the next shtickle. Now, the next shtickle is Ayin Aleph Amid Al Beitz. Girusha Ishtoi V'Nisuin Shneim B'Oisayam. Okay, fascinating case. A man divorces his wife and remarries her on the same day. Right? This is the Rabbi Reisen once said this in that Navi Shir. There was a guy, I told you this before, the guy, they had to literally carry the guy away. The guy, people were very, very curious why he was laughing so. The Rebbe made a joke. The joke wasn't such a funny joke, but there was one particular person in the audience that could not stop. Remember you were there at that time? You could not stop laughing? The joke was the man, bitter Shalom Bayis issue with his wife, going on for years. And Haguna, this and that, finally the day comes, the Mazlik day, he comes to the Beis Din and he gives wife a get. And everyone there says, Mazel Tov, oh, finally it's all over.
Free at last.
The very next moment he says to the Dayanim, tell me, are we divorced now? They say, yeah, it's all over. It's all over. He says, you sure? Yeah. Positive. It's all over. Baruch Hashem. Yeah. So he takes a ring and he says, I want you two Rabbanim to be witnesses. Hare at Mekudesh Asli. And he remarries her on the spot.
She accepts it.
Bigger shock, she accepts it. So they're all shocked. So they said, what's going on? So he says, listen, for a second wife, she's good enough. Okay, it's a good joke. When he said this year in his heyday, there were 1,000 people in the audience. I was there that year. He said this joke. There was that, and there was one person there that started laughing uncontrollably. Everyone laughed. They chuckled. They laughed, and then they stopped laughing. But there was one person that could not. It was like someone sneezes and they can't stop sneezing. There was this. That's what they all sing, and he literally in front of 1,000 people was out of control, and he went on like for 2 minutes, and he couldn't give the shiur until that was the talk of the town the whole week. Oh, this guy, everyone knew who he was. Why couldn't he stop laughing for 120 seconds? Okay, so this is really what he presents. Okay, let's see. The Shulchan Aruch Pasach Hamachaber Shamachser Gerushas Tzrich Leishev Shivanikim. A man that's Machser Gerushas, she has to sit Shivanikim. Why Shivanikim? Because Chimud. What dam Chimud? When a girl gets engaged, she has to have the laws of nida apply. The laws of nida apply for whatever the period amount of time is, because the excitement of knowing that she's going to get married can cause her to become a nida. So a woman who was divorced, the minute it's machzor gerusha, say once they agree to marry, she has to wait. She automatically, the moment she agrees to get married, she has to wait. She becomes a nida, even though she may not have any mare, there may not be any blood, there may be a tiba stam kechardo that she may not be aware of, because of the chima, the excitement that she is marrying, she's getting married. Now you would say that only applies when a woman gets married for the very first time, or it applies when a woman gets married to someone that she was never married to. But when she remarries her first husband, who says she has this excitement, which is a concern that maybe she becomes a nida? So in Shulchan Aruch it says, no, it applies. Even the man is machzer gerusha, so he takes back his first wife, there is chimu, dam chimu, and she becomes a nida the moment that she agrees to marry, and she what?
Yibum,
I don't know. So he has to wait 7 days. Pasuk
HaMechaber,
what?
Maybe just the Erison.
From the time that she agrees to get married, she becomes a nida.
Like. Did
Aaron say so? Okay, I don't know. Okay, let's see what it says. Hamach, so he's.
I know.
Okay, he's gonna.
People don't have the chosen power to see each other before.
They don't see each other.
Yeah, that's for the reason.
No. Also because of Dam Chibah.
No, Dam. Once they agree to get engaged, so they can wait a year. It doesn't make a difference.
So once they agree for Yibum.
Okay, let's see what it says. Hamachzer grusha soit tzricho leishev shivnikim v'yinei. Here's the problem. B'shut radvas kosa ma'isa shayi b'ruvein shagirish esisha. Here's the ma'isa. Ruvein divorced his wife. The achar she'avru shnayim or shloisha chadashim. Okay, he divorced his wife after 2 or 3 months passed. Pisha b'neim. They made peace between them. Echamin hachachamim. V'tziva l'soifer lichtav l'ksuba lachnisa b'lai l'zo. And there was going to be a situation of machzor gerusha. So bo elai hasoifer little rishus keminog v'amarti lo tachnis oisel l'chupa ad shetisper zayin yamim nikiyim. So after they agreed that even though they're going to get married tonight, you're not allowed. Take a lechopa. You have to wait 7 nikiyim. But how you had davar zebeinim, the zebeinim, the kevin the gerushasahi. So they were shocked. Why? It's machzor gerushasa. Why do they have to wait 7 days? Right now they're willing to get married. Let them get married right now. The gerushasahi regila be loy chashin and shema tavoli dechimut. The amarti lohem kal v'chomer hadvarim. Just the opposite. The fact that they're familiar with one each other is even more of a reason why there's dam chimut. Kal v'chomer hadvarim hashto ma im isha chadosha she'ena makeres soy ve'ena mehar heres bo chashin and shema tira machmas chimut zo shehi regila bo loy kol shein shetira machmas chimut. So this is what the Radvaz paskins. The Radvaz says. This is what Shulchan Aruch says. Shulchan Aruch is telling them a ma'aseh. They don't know the halacha. He's telling them this is what it says in Shulchan Aruch. It says in Shulchan Aruch that a machzer gerushasai requires 7 nikim from the time that they agree to remarry. The choisev haradvaz v'kosav shema shekosav hagoyin amutah shemutlachzer gerushasai b'isayoyim shegirsha. So Radvaz, this that it says that the goyin. Who's the goyin referring to? I'm not sure what the goyin is referring to. Shemutu lachzer gushasay ba'isayom she garsha haynu rakich zir karv legerish ba'ifin shein chimud avam over zman yesh luchosha shematir machmasim. So he's making the differentiating between when there is a delay, and again, that's what he's going to tie into the Gemara in one moment. When now he's not giving a zman, but it is a very short time from the time of divorce to the time of remarriage. Then in a chenami, then there is no chimud. But if there is a delay, what the delay is, he's not telling us. There is a significant, the story that he presented was there was 3 months. There was 3 months from the time of divorce until they decided to get back together. Then there is chimud. The Radvaz says not only is there chimud, there is an extra degree of chimud, more than a chas and kala who are not familiar with one another. There is more chimud.
No, 3 months separation anyways after divorce?
Yeah. No, that's only from a different, only from a, if she was married to someone else.
Yeah, but there's a difference. They were going for divorce, then they didn't have relations, so she didn't go to her mikveh.
Let's assume she did go to the mikvah. Let's make matters simple. Just because they were fighting doesn't mean she didn't go to mikvah. Okay, just let's argument's sake. Now, here is where the Radvaz brings a raya from the Gemara. The Daf, to bring out the difference between the short term and long term. Hey, the Radvaz, the Masham B'sugim, the Gemara. Iboilon, Gershin, Kishtika, Domo, okay, Akama Domo. Here's the Shiloh. A woman makes a neder. So the husband says, you made a neder? Ooh, you made a neder? You know what? I'm divorcing you. And then, 5 minutes later, he takes her back. So the question is the divorce, the act of divorce, equivalent to being matir the neder? Or is equivalent to being making the neder?
Making the neder or nothing?
Or nothing. Making the neder. Either it's nothing, I'm divorcing you, made neder. I'm silent on this matter. Or the fact that I'm divorcing you means good. Keep the neder. So here's the shayla. Mimasham b'sugin aboilu gerusha. It's like he's quiet, it means nothing. Here's the Gemara, because the husband can only be matir neder for that day, while they're husband and wife, and during that 24 hour, during the end of the day. And here, going to Nodra, the Shama Bala, the Gersha, he divorces her, the Hadra Biyoime, and he takes her back, Bo Bayom, on that very day. So now it's still within one day, and now he wants to be Mefer the Neder. So the question is, you can only be Mefer the Neder as long as you were not making the Neder. If you divorced her, maybe the act of divorce is called a Hakama. That's the Gemara's question. Umikachsha Hagemara Kosva Hadre Biyoime, Tahainu Shehechsrez Kushoso Boosayom Nimtsanu Lemedim. How are you allowed to take back your wife? Boosa Hayom. How can the Gemara even construct a situation where a man divorces his wife and he takes her back? Bo sahayom. This chimud, once she agrees to marry him, they have to wait 7 days. It must then be nimtsanu lemeidim she'en koch ein koch shash bekach shechzers kushase bo sahayom. There's no problem. If you take back your wife bo sahayom, then there is no chimud. There is no...
Then they put shechzvinim for 7 days. What's the problem?
What?
You put
Shejvinim
for 7 days.
What he seems to be saying is, since the Gemara does not... Since the Gemara does not make any mention of this, so the Pasha says, you're right, you give him a fact. The Pasha says that it's 100% like they were never divorced. It's like they go back business as usual.
It's true. They're married.
Yeah.
But he can't live with it.
No, so what he's saying is from the flow of the Gemara, from the simple reading of the Gemara, it's mashma that they are like living with each other. That's what it seems to be saying.
It would seem to me that as soon as they got divorced, she's in her own reshus. Once she's in her own reshus, she has to either yes or no. You know, she has
no. No, it's talking about a naira. It's talking about a naira
Maras. Oh, so yeah,
that's what the Gemara is
doing. Okay, so it's been a rabbi Sevilla.
So it goes back to her father.
Right.
In other words, he's saying a very nice shalom shayla. Why do we have the Gemara have to construct a case where she married her husband?
Right.
Why can't we just say that on that very day she married a different husband?
Yeah.
What? Why can't she marry the cousin? Avchana. Avchana. You saying Avchana? Oh, wait. So let's say she's...
Anyway, the
Avchana is... Okay, let's see. If he has kavana to take her back at any moment, then gira shaso lekayim shvuase machzira ein kan chimud. There is no chimud sheyesh lepas besalei. Avul im gira shaso legami machzira liachazman. Roy ani shetzrich lamdin zayin yam lekim. He's just putting over here that the reason why the husband divorced her was for other reasons, ulterior reasons. But the kavana was he's going to take her back again. That was when he divorced her was the divorce for the purpose of being making the neder. But my kavana is to take you back. Of course, then in that case there's no chimud. In other words, if he divorces her and there is a delay, I'm divorcing you now, and we're going to be divorced for 3 months. And after 3 months, I'm going to take you back. Then then he says that there's no chimur, because since she knows in advance that the purpose is I'm going to take you back, so she was never mesiach daitri from him. But only in a situation where the divorce was final, were divorced for good, and then 3 months later there was a change of mind, then he says there would be a shayla of chimur. Okay, you're right, you're factoring this one, I don't know the answer. Just wants to point out this, come on, the Gemara over here says, the situation is, there's a typical shayla and tshuva sefer, where the Gemara says something and you make it think, why did the Gemara mean say this case, and the Gemara did not say a different case? It must be because the Gemara wants to tell you this chiddush. And what's the chiddush? The case is when she makes a neder, he divorces her, and he takes back his own wife. We could have said the same exact thing when another man takes her back. So when another man takes her back, so now he is the husband. So the question is it too late for the new husband to be mater the neder? Do we say that since the first husband divorced her, the divorce acted as a hakama for the neder? Why don't we discuss that case? It must be, it's teaching that when the husband takes her back, there is no problem of chimud on teaching
the... It has to be pointed to that, because the Gemara brings down a case where there was a minig, at a point where the chachamim, you know, said, no more, you're not allowed to do it, because there were people who wanted to be mekayim on the mitzvah of Torah, so to be mekayim mazik u'shah, so at the wedding, they would divorce and remarry at the wedding itself.
Really?
Down. Yeah, there was a minig for a short time, and the Chacham says, stop that. Because what happens is, they said after, because sometimes you want to get
Almana,
and then you can't marry her for a third time. That's
why
the
not?
Excuse that the Gemara gave.
You know? Why can't you marry for a third time?
That's what it says over there.
Well, there's no halacha masik just a third time?
Yeah, right.
Why not? Never heard this before.
It says, you know, I remember what he didn't want to say, but he said that, you know, since you married a third time, she'll, you know, it's no good already.
Too many ksubas. Yes.
Too many.
Never heard this before.
The Gemara brings it down.
Never heard this. You can't marry your own wife a third time?
Remember it from... Well, I was
going to
say 40 years ago, but it's more
than
that.
It's a
chiddush,
wow. 50
years ago.
That's a chiddush.
But the reason
you
do it the same day is because if you didn't wait...
No, it was at the wedding itself. They gave him the divorce at the wedding, and then they immediately wrote it.
You don't want him to change his mind. The same day, he's willing.
Bring it down.
He won't change his mind.
And have you ever been to a guest?
Yes.
It takes some more than tonight.
It depends. It took morning tonight by me because I had to sign Eliel Shmuel Ruvain and I didn't write well. I just like to tell the guy, don't bring him anymore.
Oh, yeah. All right, Kino, we'll stop over here, okay? We'll stop here. We'll take a short break.